viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, viene gol, a gol, a gol, a gol, a gol!
Lamu! Oh, oh! The America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup!
Eccolo il cross, e adesso vinto, gol!
My favourite sport is rugby. Love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over...
All over New Zealand, people are at their transistor radios cheering.
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to bowl an underarm. We haven't believed it. New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
Sports for days, yo.
Yeah, I think it's kind of coming to an end for the season at the moment, actually. Lots
what
of things
sports?
Are finishing.
The wet season?
Well, yeah. You know, you come into winter. I feel like New Zealand's very seasonal sports.
Right. Well, there's just rugby. That's it.
No, like cricket, obviously. Well, I mean, they're playing now, but normally
just thinking about giving up
now.
Cricket and focusing all our energies on rugby. I've read something. Yeah.
Oh, who said that? That sounds like...
Well, we need to win this World Cup, otherwise we're not really worth anything in the global community. So, I think that's how it works, isn't it? Doesn't everything hinge on this? Sure.
We're probably going to come fourth, which is not too bad.
Are they going to bring Richie McCaw back? Or?
For the cricket.
Who's that?
I'd like to see that.
He's back! Rugby McClaw! Back to save the day. Man, that would actually make great TV. I'd be into that.
It probably would make a great sting for
He's currently
the
mountain
segment.
Running.
Ah, well.
Okay.
Surprising how much you know about
rugby McClaw.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway, today we're talking about something that's definitely not New Zealand related.
Okay.
But it has elements of kind of rugby in it. So
not 100% okay with that, but
that's
carry on.
Fine. It's just the fact that you can tackle people. That's about the
this
only
looks
thing
ruthless.
That. Yes.
I saw a clip of this. It's.
It's pretty gnarly.
It's
all
actually everything I wanted soccer
much.
To be in the beginning when I first
discovered soccer.
Well,
that's what it sort of was back in the day. So it's called Calcio Storico Fiorentino, which means historical Florentine football.
Man, okay.
And as the name indicates, it stems from Florence in Italy. And it dates back to, I think, the 16th century, something like that. Renaissance era Italy, well, Tuscany more so. And... it's kind of a mix between bull rush and MMA and rugby and kind of elements of American football.
Oh, it's shirts it's off and they're burly, burly men, aren't they? This is great for the ladies, this one.
They are. Oh, they're punching.
Shit.
Yeah, they're full on punching.
Oh, there's like king hits in every direction here. Oh, it's like AFL, but then you just get in like an individual fight and they don't stop it.
Yeah.
This is good.
Pretty much.
Oh, no, I see what's going on. One team's shirts off. It's like the classic, man, I used to hate being in that team at school because I was a little bit fat, still am. But when it was like, oh, you're in the shirts off team, I was like, oh, fuck.
I don't think it's... Like, no, because they've got their collared pants. So they've got collars.
Right.
Because... Okay, I need to...
Wow, this is really...
People are just straight squaring up and spreading.
This is really...
Where have you taken us, Lisa?
This is like kickboxing.
I'm taking you to... you know, historical Florence, where they do weird shit, like pretty much fighting on a rectangle,
awesome.
Halfway dressed in like traditional clothing from the Renaissance era.
Hmm.
So that was invented in the.
This is crazy, dude. We've just got a game going on at the moment. You go.
Yeah, I know you're more focused on the game than what I'm talking about.
Oh,
but
look
that's
at that.
Fine.
Someone just sprinted past someone, the other one clobbered him in the face.
For everyone out there that doesn't know what we're talking about, we're talking about a sport that has two teams of 27 players on each team.
That's too many already.
That's quite a lot.
That's half of it. That's like a village versus a village, as what's going on here.
Believe it or not, they actually have specific positions on the field and things that they're expected to do. When you look at the videos, it just look like a massive brawl and everyone just
it does.
Kicking
it
each
looks
other
like
in the face.
Actually,
but
it looks like running of the bulls, but there's no bull. Like,
yeah.
It's just mayhem.
So out of these 27 players, you've got 15 forwards, and they're the ones that are basically the whole reason they're there is to...
15.
15
yep.
on each team.
Yep.
And their role is to try and, you know, knock down or at least almost knock out other players from the opposing team.
It is.
As many as possible so that, you know, there's only a little amount of players left able to run around.
This is blood sport at its best, by the way.
I know, it really is. And the remaining players are basically expected to grab the ball, run with it, and score in the opposing goal, which is pretty much a net attached to a fence.
Can you say what it is again? Like you said it real mint.
Calcio Storico Fiorentina.
She. Do you know all about it, caller, or what?
Yeah, it's Clive from Clive. No idea what you boys are talking about. How's it going?
Not bad, mate. We're actually just in the middle of something. So if you do want to get into historic football in Florence.
I didn't play my song last week. I didn't play my song, and I'm quite hurt about it.
I'm fading you out. Thank you, mate. Carry on, Lisa. Carry on.
That's all right. But yeah, so it's quite physical. It was so emerged in traditional Italy. It was kind of. You guys don't really care.
No, we're watching it. It's totally. I'm watching just it. Turn it off, John. It's quite physical. It's insanely physical.
It's insanely physical. Okay, so you can elbow people. You can kick them. You can punch them. The only things that are forbidden are sucker punches and actually kicking people in the face.
What about the willy?
Well, I feel like that's perfectly fine. It's not in the rule. No one's ever died.
Really?
No. Yeah. Well, it was brought back in modern era since pretty much 1930s, and no one's died. Obviously, lots of people have been hospitalised. They cancelled it for a year in 2007, I think, after 50 of the 54 players were actually involved in a massive brawl, and they were all taken to court.
Oh, man.
And from that incident stemmed a rule that says that you can't have convicted criminals play for your team, which seems like a fairly good idea when it comes
to punching
people.
They're going to be the best fighters, most likely. Though.
Yes, which is probably why they also were like, maybe it's not
this
the best
game,
thing to do.
By the way,
seriously, mongrel
so
hitters. We seriously,
need to get this to New Zealand.
Oh my god, it's so violent.
What I like about it is it's not played on a paddock. It's played on like a crummy, dusty, dirty dirt bowl, and it's just ruthless.
It's actually played on a big square in Florence, like a traditional square. So they just kind of make this whole thing.
Whoa, kicked in the face! I just watched someone get kicked. Directly
or
in the face.
He should be expelled because that's the rule.
You're not allowed to do it. Oh,
no, you're not allowed to
do
it.
I feel like they're not too fussed about the rules here.
No, they don't seem to be. There's only like one referee, so I feel like there's only so much he can see.
This is what I want football to be a little bit though sometimes. So sometimes when they do those like, I fell over, you kicked me, and they're like, what, did you use the force kind of thing?
Yeah, this is definitely a bit more grunty.
And how often do they have, is it just Florence? Do
so
they only play each other?
It is just Florence. It happens. Well, there's three games a year, so it's every third week of June, so it just happened before the final is
enough
on the 24th
for like
of June.
A broken arm to heal. Kind
yes,
of.
Exactly, and then you're good to go again. So there's four teams, and they all fight for a certain old neighbourhood of Florence. Hence, and they have colours, so you've got the blues, the reds, the whites and the greens, and you have to be born in Florence or have lived in Florence for more than 10 years to actually be able to partake.
Me, I like that. That's traditional as hell.
Yeah, and then they used to, the prize used to be a cow. You just shear a cow. And now they just turn it into an actual meal that's pre-made, and you can just have your meal rather than sharing that cow between 27 people.
One more time, what's it called?
Calcio Storico Fiorentino.
I love that. I love how good you say that. Lisa, look, you've taken us to a strange place on this one. I don't know how to feel about it. I mean, I'm kind of an MMA fan, but with that, at least it's one person in front of you that you can see coming, whereas this stuff is just like, John's just keep pausing it and showing me this crazy like flying kick from the side.
Yeah, all the videos that you can find online are actually pretty much all about the fighting, more so than, it's hard to see that there's a ball involved in a game. And
it's just a brawl. Basically a brawl. It's like 27 on 27 brawl.
Yeah, the game goes on for 50 minutes, so imagine 50 minutes of doing that.
Goodbye,
I don't think there's a halftime either, so you just keep on doing it. It's quite funny because they don't even pause it for people to be fixed up. They just, you've got people fixing them up on the field while everyone else keeps on fighting. And
Rugby McClure would love
playing.
It.
Oh, I don't know. It might be a bit too violent for him.
He has to live in Florence for a little while, but we can figure that out. Thank you, Lisa.
Anything else
we need to know about this crazy sport?
If you're in Florence on the 24th of June, you should probably buy your tickets and go have a look.
That would be
pretty
crazy.
Impressive, I think. And it's interesting that in this world that we live in, you can still have such things happening.
Yeah, it is, eh?
I feel like that would definitely not happen
here. Coming back. I did hear that once people start celebrating blood sports, it's kind of the downfall of humanity in general. That's sort of what happened to the Romans. But hey, here we are.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's just asking when the cornhole segment might be. Do you know?
I don't know. I still haven't figured that out.
It's coming up sometime in the future, I think.
Yeah. When we really run out of ideas, maybe.
Never. Thank you, Lisa. There's so many sports. How can we...
sí, no. El balón le cae al Toeto, intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. Vamos, Leo. La juega en corto. El disparo de Andrea. ¡Gol!
Kick it. Don't fucking pass it. So many sports.